there for the opportunity, and thank you to the UN Voluntary Fund for supporting my participation. Kopivosian, distinguished delegates, indigenous brothers and sisters, my name is Amanda, I'm a Kadazan, and I come from the land below the wind, Sabah, Malaysia. We acknowledge the Malaysian government's intervention last year to engage with the indigenous peoples and expert mechanism constructively. However, there has been no substantial engagement, highlighting the unwillingness among member states in Asia, including Malaysia, to adhere to our rights enshrined in the UN DRIP. To name a few ongoing human rights violations, in Peninsula Malaysia, the Nenggiri HEP Dam in Kelantan proceeded without proper, free, prior and informed consent, ignoring the protests from 3,000 Temiar peoples. In Garik Perak, the Taiping High Court dismissed the Temiar land claim in Chunex village. In Sarawak, communities from Warisan village in Bintulu were displaced for the Simalajau National Park. Iban communities from Tukuyong village in Sri Aman were evicted by companies Pelita and Tradewinds in Merakai village in Kuching division. In Sabah, the Papar Kaiduan Mega Dam project threatens the way of life of more than 3,000 villagers, while the hydropower generation plan on the Liwagu River will affect the Dusun communities in Ranau district. Additionally, the controversial sand mining operation in Bangau Kudat intimidates the Rungus community defending their rights. Lastly, we from the ASEAN countries have voiced concerns about the lack of representation in drafting of the ASEAN Declaration on the right to a safe, clean, and sustainable environment, seeing it as a crucial opportunity for member states to recognize our contributions as custodians of biodiversity in addressing environmental challenges. Therefore, we call upon the MRIP Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the UN experts to emphasize last year's recommendation to engage with the member states and Indigenous peoples to facilitate country engagement in Malaysia. Next, to conduct a collaborative study to identify the barriers and challenges regarding the implementation of UN DRIP and the situation of Indigenous peoples in Malaysia. And lastly, to advise the ASEAN member states to include the Indigenous peoples' rights in the development of the ASEAN Declaration. End to end, we, the Orang Asal, urge the Malaysian government to recognize us as landowners through constitutional provisions, protecting our customary lands and territories. Ketua Wadah, thank you, Madam Chair.